IsraelSin.com.
Okay, we're sitting here in Jerusalem with Yitzhak Yadid, who has won the Prime Minister's Prize for Composition this year in Israel. Yitzhak, how do you describe the music that you're composing?
Oh, that's a long question. I'll try to simplify and answer that in short. The music is combined different genres and different styles, coming from classical, contemporary classical music to, let's say, improvisation in general, which influenced by Jewish music, by jazz, and also by Middle East music and music that I listened on my youth, which is music from Syria, especially the Bakashot singing. That's in general. And as the improvisation, the piano thing, I'm influenced by Paul Bley, Rand Blake, Bill Evans, and Cecil Taylor. And the music itself is usually, most of the time, is long composition structures by 4 to 6 movements, and I can say it's like a film. It's you have scenes, and it's when you listen to the whole composition, then you get the meaning of everything. You can listen just to the first part, because like in a movie. And there are spots like, as I said, more into classical music, where it's written and it's all composed and the performers play it as it is. And there are other parts where there are improvised things, where the one musician can improvise freely or sometimes not freely, depends on the spot.
Thank you.
In the people you mentioned as influencing you, I didn't hear any Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, and so on.
Yeah, of course, that I said about the improvisation part, about the composition part, that it is. The improvisation part is more towards like the jazz improviser, although I'm taking it to my traditions and to Jewish music and to Middle East and the music I have from home. As from composition, my influences are 20th century composer like Ligeti, Kutag, Bartok, Messiaen, there are more, Bach, of course, and... yeah, I'm trying to bring all these influences to one thing, and that's also because I grew up as a classical. I started with classical music till the point I went to the army. Then I thought I'm gonna quit music. So till then I was into classical music strictly, and there, at a certain point I felt like I can't find myself musically. So I searched in another fields and to jazz improvisation, and it also came to a point that I didn't find myself. So now I'm combining. I think that's combining this, and I found myself bringing it as from composition.
We're going to play one of your pieces, that CD that we offer on the website CD Israel. The piano, your piano solo. Could you describe a little bit the first part of that CD?
Okay, it's my first CD. I can tell you, the Full Moon Fantasy is my first CD, and there was a nice story about it. I recorded it 10 years ago, I think, and it released twice. First then, and 2 years ago it reissue, and it's. Very emotional CD, very deep, very slow, and it went very successful. And I actually, thanks to this CD, it opens to me to so many concerts and festival. And the story with that CD that I was at, I studied at that time at the New England Conservatory, and. I was started with composition, and I was really keen about finding my own voice, my own sound, and I recorded it, and it was the teacher I studied with Paul Bley was so enthusiastic about it that he invited me to record with him. So I have also recording thanks to this CD with Paul Bley, a duo. And it's also, he helped me send that to Franz Kogelmann, which is a composer from Austria. And he invited me to, thanks to this CD, invited me to a festival. And there I performed another piece of Tachanun. And after the concert, someone came to me and said that it was the best concert at the festival, and he wants to commission a new composition from me with any musician that I choose from the world. He suggested I'll do it with Lee Kunitz or Steve Lacy. So, and he said that he's going to invite me to Frankfurt to perform and to record it, and he is the owner of a label, Between the Lines. And this is how it all started. Thank you.
I the first time I heard you, and our relationship, friendship, and so on began in a sense, although I didn't speak with you then, when you performed downtown with an Ethiopian saxophone player. How did that come about?
Oh, that's another project which I'm very enthusiastic about. It's different from other things that I'm doing because it's more into improvisation than other things which are more composed. And that came up, I received a phone call from a friend of mine, Shlomo Israeli, who is a very important radio journalist and musicologist in Israel. And he said that there is a musician who arrived from Ethiopia, Jewish musician, and you have to meet him, you got to meet him, because I believe you can do something great together. And that actually was just after I got the commission from Between the Lines for Myth of the Cave. And I have to say, I wasn't too enthusiastic in the beginning about it and said, I don't know Ethiopian music at all. So what, and he said, just meet with him. And that's what we did. I invited him to my studio, and we played. I didn't know anything about Ethiopian music, and he played for me a CD. And first he played for me a CD of some fusion thing, and he said, that's what I want to do. And I said, this is not what I like to do. Let's go more towards improvisation. Please sing to me the song which you like me to comp. And he sang something beautifully, and I have to say that Abate before that didn't sing.
Batigorguadano, I tell him to soon. batigor guadaneu ai taim tizu beretim abtobes zau kalderesun zau kalderesun ye thank you. gandario bati 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 gandario rabia mi mo cau velante si tegno derarva si tegno derarva si tegno derarva si tegno ai ai
in Ethiopia. He just arrived from Ethiopia. It was a year after he was here, and before that he didn't sing at all, and it was just so amazing. And I just realized the key and the scale, which was very unique scale. The Ethiopian scales are different, and it came up that after three hours together, we were in a point where we can perform almost a concert.
Another performance composition, I don't know how much is composition and how much is improvisation. You were working with Abade and several other musicians. There were four of you playing and a woman, Ethiopian woman, dancing. How did that's also a very wonderful piece of, is that composed? Is that?
That's called the Tehillim project, and we extended the ensemble, the Ras Deshen ensemble, to two singers, double bass, Ora Boson, which I perform with her a lot, Abate and the percussionist, and a dancer, Tezetar Germaye, and the percussionist is Zenebe. So what I did, I actually composed, I listened to the Kesim. Kesim is the rabbi of the Ethiopian, and I took the melodies of the Tehillim, they called it Tefillah le David, and in a few points I composed new things, and a few points I just, I changed most of the time the lyrics, because the Kesim doesn't really like to take it as is, so I didn't want to offend them. So, and that's it's a beautiful project. It didn't record. Actually, I have recording, but not. I haven't released it yet. So I have something. If someone really wants to get that, he can contact you, and we can send something.
I'm hoping, because you gave me a CD, a DVD of one of the performances. Maybe we'll be able to put that on, because it was a very exciting performance. You're on your way to Australia today. I mean, do you usually travel so far and perform in such remote areas?
Actually, this visit is private, because I just got married and my wife is there, so I'm going to visit there. But I'm combining concert in this. It happens this time. This time I have concert in Hong Kong, and I will have a masterclass at the WAPA, which is a conservatory in Perth, Australia. And but I travel, I mean, a few times a year, four or five times a year for concerts in Europe, and a few times in Canada and the US. And it's a process. I'm a composer, but I'm also a pianist, and at the same time, and the compositions come to me through my performance.
As we said, the prize that you won, and sort of the occasion of this interview, and the publication of the prize and award, is for composition. Yet you're very involved, it seems, in improvisational music, jazz, in the jazz field. And also, it seems to me that a young man growing up today, the pervasiveness of rock and popular music, it seems very unusual for someone to go into a field that isn't rock or pop or one of the more popular styles.
Yeah, I have to say first that, to be quite honest, I was surprised that they gave me the prize, and I didn't expect that because of the problem that I encounter lots, which is my music is in between the lines, like the label recording me. And I have that problem all the time that people from the classical music, they said, yeah, but you know, it's not strictly classical because you have the improvisations thing. So Yitzhak Yedid is not a classical composer. I heard that. And the jazz musicians, they said, yeah, but it's not swing like we expected. So although it have improvisation, so it's maybe it world music. So I don't know the label. So I have to say that in a way I agree with all of them, but I think I create I hope that I create something of my own, and that's good. And as for the prize, the professors, they choose me as a composer, classical composer. I received the prize, so it's actually I can reckon the Uri Kane. I think people know him. He's an American composer who's also doing, in different way, things that I'm doing. He's combining classical music, and so this thing is happened now as a contemporary living composers. They influenced by all 20th century's styles, which is also improvisation, also jazz music, which was one of the most important style with minimalism, with avant-garde and all other styles.
Wonderful. I wish you a safe and pleasant, I don't know how pleasant a trip that long could be, and we look forward to seeing you when you return, Yitzhak. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yoram.
And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. I'm Steve.
And this is Yoram.
I was really excited about the interview you did with Yitzhak Yadid. I thought that he was really articulate, and sounded very Adin, very fine and cultured, and really really deeply into his music. And I think also both of these albums or CDs are available on cdisrael.com. Just a reminder to everybody, if when this is broadcast, if our website hasn't changed, it will change soon, and on there we'll be able to have direct links to CD Israel with the show that had the music. So I just want everybody to be aware of it. We're very excited about the new website that's being done for us by Golan Arts, Omer and Tal.
I really enjoyed speaking with Yitzhak. He really is an example of a very fine Israeli style form with the old European interest in classical music, very modern at the same time, and the way the struggle and challenge of putting those together with the jazz and the way he plays and his music with Abade from Ethiopia. It's a very unique combination, and I really enjoy it. And he's got new program of very exciting music with a group of four performers and a dancer. So it's not only a musical, it's also a visual experience. And as soon as that's available, we'll let you all know about it, and hopefully we'll have the musical part available. And if there's a DVD out of it, we'll have the DVD available as well on CD Israel. And this is just, it's the wonder of Israeli music, which is really a great part of why I created CD Israel to begin with, to be able to share it with folks. And we're going to keep doing more of this, I hope.
Yeah, I also hope, too, that eventually, sooner than later, we'll actually be able to have some video clips of the people we interview, which would be really nice that people be able to get a little taste of them by seeing them or seeing parts of the interviews, or actually maybe them performing, too, if that's a possibility. So from Yoram and myself, Steve, this is IsraelScene.com, and have a great week.